Y ahora sí se ha materializado, como lo estaba diciendo hace unos segundos, Lucila. Se ha materializado aquí Jordan Rakai. Acabamos de escuchar una rolita. What did we listen to right now?
So we just heard Otolengi by me and my friend Loyal Kana.
That's one of the most listened songs from your repertoire.
I think it is, yeah. It's my one-hit wonder moment.
You're not a one-hit wonder, don't say that.
Yeah, it's my
biggest. You wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Are you ready for...
I am. I'm so excited, yeah. Uh-huh. It's funny, because sometimes before shows I get nervous, but today I'm just excited to just get out there and play. First time here.
Cool.
Yeah.
You'll never forget these days.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think you're right, Lucila. We have to underline it because everyone remembers forever the first time they play in Mexico City. And especially in a festival like this, you know, it's like 300,000 people the 3 days, 80,000 people per day.
That's even that alone is huge. Mm-hmm. To be here, I was saying this to my friends before, but I used to make music in my bedroom in New Zealand, Australia. Now I'm here. Playing at 9 o'clock on a massive stage, 6,000 people. Yeah, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Very, they believe you.
They're just like, no, you're not. You know, I'm like, no, it's true. I am a professional.
I'll send pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
Hoy estamos platicando y la verdad increíble porque nos estaba contando que es su primera vez en México, su primera vez en el festival. Le decimos que esto lo va a acordar para siempre, o sea, se va a quedar grabado su memoria, la presentación del día de hoy. Dice que luego le comenta a sus amigos, ¿no? Que va a tocar aquí antes.
Digo, ¿te creen? Sí. Porque le digo, son 300,000 personas en el fin de semana, 80,000 personas por día. Digo, dice, estaba yo en Nueva Zelanda haciendo música en mi cuarto, solo. Mis amigos, yo les cuento, digo, ¿te creen? Y me dice, no me creen. Me dice así de que claro que no, le digo, mándales fotos para que vean.
So, is there anyone you love to see play? I mean...
Do you know what? Tonight I'm very lucky because I love the Deftones. Ooh. And they're on right after me, I'm pretty sure. So, I'll be running straight to the stage.
No one more.
Yeah, bye.
So, that's kind of not to judge a book by its cover because, I mean... Let's face it, not everyone would think that Jordan Rakai would want to see the Deftones.
I know, my guitarist has a metal background.
Ooh.
And he got me into lots of like King Crimson, the Deftones, very different those two, but then I started getting into guitar music through him, so yeah, thanks to Imran if he's watching this.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fíjate, ¿quién iba a decir que nos está platicando? Porque le preguntamos que a quién le gustaría ver y nos dice que es súper fan de los Deftones, que van a tocar un poquito acabando él. Luego va a ir corriendo al escenario a verlos y entonces le dice María que qué chistoso, ¿no? Que haya como esta influencia.
Nadie se imaginaría, no en Bona.
Pero está platicando que le gusta mucho la guitarra, ¿no? Que es como algo que siente que es una influencia, que forma parte de su música también, ¿no?
Y hay un amigo en específico, what's his name?
Imran.
Uh-huh. Imran.
My guitarist,
Ah, o sea, su guitarrista lo metió en esta onda de Deftones. ¿Y what other bands did he introduce you to?
King Crimson.
King Crimson. Sí, King Crimson.
Sí, rock.
Yeah, rock, sí. Just rock. Yeah, Radiohead, obviously, and stuff like that, yeah.
I love it how there are people in our lives that change everything.
I know. Like, just one, he just sent me a King Crimson record.
Court.
Yeah, and I was...
The Court of King Crimson.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I guess, no?
And I was like, what is this? Because I grew up listening to Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, and I'm like, this is so different, and... Change my mind, change my life.
And when you talk to each other, it's like, what did you think that little guy that you showed this music to would be playing with you and some things would stick?
No, that's the crazy thing is, when you grow up listening to one style of music, and then you hear, it's sort of like I sort of unlocked a new part of me when I discovered like rock, you know, like Mars Volta as well.
Really?
Yeah, and I was
have to get some credit for that. It's a Mexico stuff.
Yeah, and I was like, and I was just like, there must be more. What else is there that I don't know? And that's the amazing thing about music. There's so much to discover.
Está increíble porque digo hay gente
siempre,
Lucila,
¿no? Que te abre como la mente, el camino, te enseña como por dónde empezar y de ahí ya te sigues, ¿no?
Sí, y entonces les digo, ¿tú te imaginas has hablado con tu guitarrista Imran? Que pues te enseñó música que se imaginó que luego iban a estar tocando juntos y que esas cosas iban a permear. Y me dice, no, pues claro que no, él también me enseñó Mars Volta y cosas así súper locas que digo, tiene que haber más, quiero más, ¿no?
Exacto. Y ya te deja como esa hambre, ¿no? De investigar y meterte mucho más al rock.
¿no? Está increíble. I mean, Jordan, you're a few minutes away. I see, you're too calm. Is this good? Is this normal?
I'm a calm person, to be honest. But yeah, no, because the thing is, I feel like I'm so prepared. Mm-hmm. My whole life I've been playing. You know, all I'm doing is going up on stage and playing and singing in pitch. You know,
see, like the thousand of people.
Yeah, I don't get. It's funny because I couldn't talk. If I had to talk at someone's wedding to 20 people, I'd be really nervous like that. But wow. if I just sing my own songs, I'm just sort of telling my stories, so it's not that scary.
You're sharing your deepest secrets, just that. Bueno, pues, le digo que...
Nos vamos a despedir. Está muy emocionado, le dijimos que se estaba nervioso.
Demasiado
pero
calmado.
Sí, dice
me dice,
que
mira,
no.
Si tuviera que hablar en una boda, con 20 mejor personas, amigo, estaría mucho estaría más nervioso.
¿No? Que tener a miles enfrente. No se lo vayan a perder. Va a tocar, ¿qué? Como en un ratito
Jordan
ya,
Rakai
¿no?
will play, o vas a tocar Nine-ish...
Yeah, Nine-ish.
8 to 9.
Oh, 8 to 9.
Viva Tent.
Yeah.
8 to 9, a las 8. De 8 a 9, si viene para
no
acá.
No se lo vayan a perder. Vale
and
la pena.
It's a nice place, Viva Tent. It's the tent. The tent is always the good party.
Yeah. It's going to be vibe. It's going to be fun.
Genial. Pues no se pierdan a Jordan Rakai. Nosotros seguimos aquí en esta cobertura y vamos a ir con una canción.
Vamos con una canción.
Así es.
Y venimos con más.
Música que decora más música aquí en el Corona Capital.